Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome everybody to another edition of CMC Radio. I'm your host Rob May. I hope everyone's having a good week so far. It's 11 p.m. on Wednesday here in New York, and excited to have back on the show today with me Rainier Wong out of Melbourne, Australia.
Yes, that's right, Melbourne, Australia.
Very nice. Well, again, welcome back, Rainier. How have you been in the past week? All right?
Good, thank you. And how about you, Rob?
Good. Everything has been very well. Everything's going great. So so getting right to it, Rainier, this is now part two of an extended series that we'll be doing with you. Excited to say again that we have you coming back on for another 10 episodes after tonight. So this should be a very interesting series that we can do with you. And, you know, it's all about really getting your product out there and making sure that people know, you know, the best ways to find out about you and find out about what it is that you're doing. So why don't you give us a little bit of a background about yourself to just reintroduce, you know, yourself to our new audience.
I'm originally from Malaysia. And now I'm living in Australia. I came to Australia in 1990, but went back to Malaysia to work from 1997 to 2000 in the IT department of an insurance company. Mm-hmm. That's where I got my work experience in the IT sector. So I also have a graduate diploma from MIT University, specializing in web designing, and I got business degree from Southern Illinois University at Carbondale. It was in 1988.
Right. And now the idea behind the company Funnyworks. Now, can you share with us a little bit about how that came to you?
I was wanting to be financially independent, and I do have other website businesses before, but I suddenly came about. I used to have this to run as a small providership. Then found that it's better to register my business, and so that is just so I get having a registered business is a company is better because my liabilities were limited. It'd be a kind of a safer thing to do, and that's how.
Sure.
That's why I have this Funnyworks Property Limited.
And now, what do you see as an entrepreneur and a business owner yourself? What do you see as far as some advantages to that? What are the best things about your job that you love, owning your own business?
I like designing, web designing. I like to design my own website.
Mm-hmm.
And then I like to, this is a challenging thing because I'm using this PHP scripting to create these interfaces so that people can sign up or pay me and get their services. And products, you can download products.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that.
Sure.
Sometimes
sure.
It can be challenging, and then sometimes when there's a new need, then what I can do is I can look out at the internet to learn something new.
Right.
So that
and
helps
these
to,
days,
everything
seems to be right at the click of a button on the internet at this point, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Sure.
Makes things
life
much easier for a lot of people.
Sure, absolutely. And as far as how long you've had this website now, how long have you had Funnyworks for?
I started in 2011. It's about 4 to 5 years now.
And has the business grown very much in the last couple of years?
It's not much, but it's growing a bit.
And how have you been able to, you know, sustain it? How have you been able to, you know, kind of spread the word so far?
I've been using mainly this social media, the Facebook mm-hmm. and things like that, to Facebook and Twitter, and then submit the URL of my website to this what's that called online directories and other services that promise to help me to spread the news around.
Right. And have you done radio and television and other sorts of advertising? Have you done any sort of thing like that aside from this radio show?
No, I haven't yet.
Now, how do you find as far as internet advertising goes? You know, what are some of the best ways that people can find out about your company through the internet? I mean, obviously, you're a website. So what's the best way for people to find more about you?
You can visit my website. You can follow my Twitter account. It's @FannyMerks. And then you can follow my Facebook account, which is FannyMerks.com.
Mm-hmm. And now, with what you post, though, do you aim to post different things? Do you target certain people, certain customers? Do you, you know, are you trying to accumulate a business through the way that you send out your messages?
At this moment, I'm just trying to reach these customers who want to get more customers themselves, and those people who like to look at digital arts, and I'm trying to get people because people like to watch videos on the internet. So I'm actually having a page on my web page where people can watch videos, and also there's a page that for people love to play games. They can go to that page to play some games there.
Very cool. And now, Rainier, I'm curious to know when you were younger, was this something that you always wanted to do?
When I was younger, and at the time, there was no such thing as the internet. I wanted to either be a businessman or be an economist.
Very. So you chose the business side of things.
Not exactly, but actually, Audrey, I wanted to major in economics, but my dad has suggested I change my major to business, and if I'm successful in this area, that means my dad is advice is correct.
Right. Okay. Now, Rainier, you know, with FannyWerks, are there questions that you ask your clients before, you know, you start with them? I mean, do you try to find out a little bit about them? You know, what's important information for you to know?
On my website, I have an online form. I usually ask them about what's their name and then email address. They can contact me, and then especially under this Get Many Customers program that I'm having now. And I will ask you to select the category of your business, whether you are a restaurant or assembly a restaurant or retail shop or things like that. That will help me to easier to classify the listing, and so that the
right
clients, I mean, customers, but easier to find what they want.
Sure, absolutely. Go ahead, please go ahead.
And I think also I also asked for their addresses, the business address, so that customers can find them.
Right. Sure. And so, how do your clients know if your services are going to work? What are they going to see out of what you can do for them?
For example, if my client can ask their own customers how they found out about themselves, And then if the pension funding works, that means it's working.
That's pretty straightforward.
sorry.
Definitely straightforward. Yeah, absolutely. And now, as far as your services and the price of them, are they affordable? Are they, you know, how expensive are they in comparison to others in the industry?
I should say mine is very cheap. It's the any customer credit cost only around $10.99 per month in terms of Australian dollar, and I believe it's less than $10 in the U.S. And then I have the customer service is free. And mm-hmm. if I remember correctly, it's the you only pay about $10 for the whole thing in order to have your ad to be featured.
Wow.
And then if you find a service that's cheaper than mine and I'm willing to charge you at a lower price than the one you're showing me, but mm-hmm. unfortunately, at this moment, I cannot offer you any free services. But I wish I can do
well,
that in the future.
Well, of course, but you know what? You have to make some money, too.
Yeah, that's right.
But
most important is my customers are met.
Sure, of course, yeah. And I you know, to bring that up next is, you know, the question that I'm curious about in terms of what you have to do for people. What are some of the elements that you focus on to separate yourself and make your customers first priority? Because there's a lot of people out there doing different things, you know, in the industry, and I'm sure you know everyone's trying to make the most money. But what do you do to set yourself apart?
I found that a lot of people like to look at the spacecrafts, especially the initial one, those from Sky 5, and that's the reason why I think I believe that movies like Star Wars and Star Trek are popular. So I've actually designed a spacecraft, not a real one, of course, a usual-looking
right.
spacecraft, and people who sign up for these get many custom programs, they are able to help the people to have a look at the spacecraft on the website. I mean, it's only when they, because this thing is divided into, the picture's divided into different cells with numbers, and if someone signs up, the number will change into a part of the image. And then the more people sign, the more, and then the greater chance that the picture will appear. And then I have 2,000 spaces.
Mm-hmm. And so, Rainier, how often do you stay in contact with your clients once they sign on?
I will try to do it because nowadays they can email me, and then I also added a voice view to my mobile so that they can leave a message. Now, if I miss their call, so I try to find my desk to stay at least once a week, or the best is I can do it every day.
Mm-hmm.
So I have the time that I look at my emails, and then I can do my best to reply as quickly as possible.
That's great. Yeah, and I think that's probably something, too, that you need to do, obviously, to stay on top. So let me ask you, how important to you is, because I know I'm sure you have your own personal hobbies, and it sounds like, you know, you do pay a lot of attention to your work, but, uh-huh. you know, what are some of the things that you do to balance out your work and your life?
That's a good question, because my hobby is actually a browsing website. That's one of my hobbies, and I also like to draw.
Okay.
So one of my hobby, and that's the reason why I also incorporated a teacher art into my business, because I can enjoy drawing at the same time. I hope to be able to sell my drawings to happy customers.
That's very cool. Now, you know, what are some of the things that you like to draw in particular? I'm just curious to know.
I like to do 3D art. I like to do 3D art of people, of figures.
Cool.
kind of alien beings and things like a spacecraft and then unusual things like that. And I'm actually trying to sell some of my work on DeviantArt.com.
Very cool. That's awesome. And can people see any of the artwork that you have?
I guess they can visit DeviantArt. I think it's called DeviantArt, DeviantArt.com, and look for my username, FunnyWorks, and they will be mm-hmm. able to see my work.
That's awesome. That's very cool. Okay, and for everybody just joining us right now, I'm with Rainier Wong. This is part two of an extended series that we're doing. And Rainier's the website is funnyworks.com. That is FUNIWORKS.com. And you know, really the focus of Rainier's work is online advertising, and obviously what we just spoke about too is you know, digital art and very cool stuff. So Rainier, moving forward, in your opinion, what can an effective logo do to bring about business?
An effective logo, an attractive logo, be able to attract more people to come back. For example, if someone sees a beautiful girl or a handsome man, that person will have the intention to come back to look at the picture more. And then if the logo is attractive, then people will want to come back to the business. Another thing is for some business, if the logo is simple, for example, Apple Incorporated has a simple logo, and that will mm-hmm. help the customers to remember them in an easier way, even though they are not selling apples, but now they are famous selling computer devices and mobile devices like iPhones, iPads, and people will come back to them. It'll be easier to come back to them because they have a simple logo that's easy to remember.
Right. So is it better to have something easier to remember or more flashy on the eye? What do you think?
Both also works, because it's flashy on the eye, it still works, especially as I mentioned earlier, if it's a picture of a beautiful girl, people will tend to
right.
go back to see that beautiful girl more.
Sure.
So and then a flashy one is also good in a way that it helps to first project the image, I mean the gives the message that the business is a serious business. They really mean business. So if the logo is gives the impression that it's a serious business, then people will tend to trust the business more, especially if it's dealing with something serious for the customers.
Very true. I think that's a good point that you bring about there.
Oh, thank you.
And so, now, in terms of social media marketing, I know that we've uh-huh. mentioned it before, but why is social media marketing uh-huh. today so important? Why do you use Facebook? Why do you use Twitter? What does it do for you?
I believe that a lot of people are known through watching the news on TV or hearing on radio. They have heard of famous websites like Twitter and Facebook has billions of followers. They even announced how many billions or billions they have arrived at a certain point. And then it shows that social media is very popular today. And then since it's very a lot of people, therefore one should use social media marketing so that the potential to reach many people will be greater.
Very true. And so do you have a preference for which social media marketing you use?
I like the Twitter because I get a lot of retweets for my tweets, and some of my followers even favorited my tweets, and CMC also is helping me to do some retweets sometimes, and also tweeting to his own followers to have a look at my website.
Now, for you, what's the goal in terms of what you're trying to do in the next, say, 5 years? What are you hoping for to really achieve?
First thing, I hope I can continue with this funnyworks.com, and I hope to gain more happy and satisfied clients for my business. And so hopefully then I may also start up other websites that may be easier to remember, especially in terms of the names. So I was trying to look for an easier name, but unfortunately, most of the easy names have been taken away. So I ended up with funnyworks.com, which is, so I apologize to anyone who will find it hard to remember funnyworks.com. So I hope to.
I think funnyworks.com is a pretty clever name, definitely.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely, yeah. Now, when you work with a client and they ask you all these questions about what you can do for them, right? What are some of the ways that you basically guarantee your work? I mean, how are you telling people, you know, that this is going to happen, this is what I can provide, and this is the results you're going to see?
Giving a guarantee is not so easy because, especially I'm not selling physical goods.
Mm-hmm.
And the self-downloads that people have no way that they can return any downloads to me because they can still keep their copy of it. And I have
right.
no right to their computers to find out whether they are telling the truth or not. And as for services, it's also not easy to guarantee. The only guarantee I can assure is that only that if they ask their own customers how they found out about it themselves, then when the customers mentioned funnyworks.com, and then it means the service is working. And then it's also another thing is I also offer some kind of incentive for some I give them people who buy through my website. It means that what I actually mean is that if they see an ad of one of my clients on my site, and then they provide me the receipt as a proof that I have bought from one of my clients, I may offer them a free gift of my product, or perhaps maybe a discounted service for any service I offer.
Sure, absolutely. Now, I'm curious to know too, Rainier. What is who would be your biggest competitor? I mean, who would your biggest competition right now? What are you trying to, you know, base your business off of? Who are you trying to compete with?
At this moment, I don't have to be particular, but anyone who is offering this kind of directory services. Maybe different, what I call the, services. They are my biggest competitor because mine service is very similar to a directory service. But the only thing that I do is I tweet, touch them to people, to my followers, and to have a look at the website, the web page that contains the list of the my clients.
And Rainier, with obviously, you know, what we spoke about earlier was, you know, levels of customer service and how you ensure that. So how do you go about ensuring that you are giving your clients the highest level of customer service that they're going to see?
If the customers want to have a customized service, they can email me at funnyworks@gmail.com. Call me on 0421680859, or if you're living outside Australia, it's 61421680859, and you can leave a message if you want to. And then it's another way I ensure that I compare myself with other people. Then if the customers get what they want, and then I that means that my service is working. for teaching art of
Do you aim to work with clients globally, or do you try? Are you trying right now just to kind of stick with people in Australia?
I try to aim to work globally.
To work globally.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, on a sign-up form, you can choose the country that you are in.
Very cool. And do you have a goal, obviously, for the next 15 to 20 years even? Like, what's ultimately, what do you want out of life for yourself and out of the business?
I wish that I can retire comfortably.
Mm-hmm.
And not necessarily to live a luxurious lifestyle, but just enough that I can be a self-funded retiree, so that I don't need to spend too much on the government.
Sure. I think that's a pretty pretty good, desire to have at this point. I think everybody's kind of in that boat,
uh-huh.
right?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Sure, absolutely. And so let me ask you this, Rainier. With the success that you're shooting for and the success that you've already had,
uh-huh.
Just on a personal uh-huh. and professional level with starting your own business, what do you think is the secret to your success?
The first thing is to have confidence in oneself, because a person who has no confidence in oneself, he or she will not have the intention to move forward. And I think so to learn from other successful people in the same field, and this can be done by reading articles found on the internet or from books. And then to be driven from others, and then just a little different will do. That's why and then to put the customers first. So we have to give the impression that the customers that, yeah, I have a give the impression first that I'm not out just to make money, but actually to help them meet their needs.
Okay. And what gives you the greatest sense of accomplishment?
To me, it's when the customers' needs are met and when they are happy with my service or my products, and that will give me a greater sense of accomplishment.
Very nice. Very, very nice to hear. And now, and Rainier, as we're winding down to the final 2 minutes of this episode here, and again, I want to remind everybody
uh-huh.
that we are going to have Rainier back on for 10 more episodes over the course of the next 10 weeks. So every week we're going to have him back on the show, and we're going to be discussing funnyworks.com and the different things that he can do for you guys. So very interesting stuff. But Rainier, while I have you still for another minute, why don't you share again the best ways for people to reach out to you?
The best way is actually still to my email, which is funnyworks@gmail.com. And alternatively, you can call me on this number. You're from the U.S. It will be 61421-680-859. Again, number is 61421-680-859. If you're calling from Australia, it will be 0421-680-859. And then if I don't answer your call, you just leave a message, and because I have now a voicemail service.
Perfect. That's
okay,
great.
That's me,
okay.
Me too.
Absolutely. And so everybody, listen. Unfortunately, we're running out of time with Rainier Wong for tonight. But again, we're going to have him back on the show for 10 more weeks. We have 10 more episodes. The website is funnyworks.com. That's funnyworks.com. Check out the work. If you can and you're interested, definitely feel free to contact him. Very, very personable guy, and he's got a lot of big ideas for you and your company, so hopefully he can help you guys out. So, Rainier, I want to thank you for coming on to the show tonight, and I can't wait to talk to you again next week.
Okay. Nice talking to you.
All right. All right. Well, it was great talking to you, too. So, from everybody here at CMC Radio, this is Rob saying have a great night, and we'll see you soon. Take care, everybody.